Strange Adventure.
It was an oddly mated pair of horsemen that rode across the burning Arizona desert toward the dark and sinister mountains. Bill Carter, an old-timer in the territory, was acting as guide for the young Easterner, Steve Hill. Steve's vacation was about over, and he hadn't fared so well in his hunts for deer and mountain lion. Slung over his shoulder in Indian fashion, he carried a bow and a quiver of steel-tipped arrows, while the guide was armed with a high-powered rifle. The young man pointed to several peculiar tracks in the sand. Carter glanced down, and a grim look spread across his tanned face.
Hey, them there's peccary tracks, son. Them's wild pigs that live out here. You can hope we don't run into a drove of them.
Steve laughed at his companion's concern over a wild pig when they were out after mountain lions.
Hey, don't kid yourself, they're not dangerous. Yes, sir, they're 50 pounds of wild fury. If we come up on them, don't try any fancy shots with that Indian slingshot, or you might have one of the little devils on your neck. Say, just what can you do with that bow and arrow anyway?
Well, at 25 yards, I can drive this into one of your pigs clear up to the shaft feathers if I want to.
Carter snorted his disbelief. Neither man spoke again until they came upon some fresh pig tracks.
Hey, here's your chance at some of that fancy shooting. But be careful.
He sent Steve in a long circle to head off the game. Steve was hardly out of sight when Carter came upon a drove of the animals. Without bothering to dismount, he aimed at a vicious-looking boar with tusks like ivory sabers. Just as Carter fired, the boar turned and charged. The frightened horse reared and threw Carter. The wounded, maddened boar rushed at the fallen man, his jaws chattering. Carter had no time to get to his feet. He fired, lying on his back. But the bullet missed the charging beast by yards. The infuriated boar leaped upon his enemy like a maddened wolf, his tusks ripping, his savage, slavering jaws moving toward Carter's throat. Only by folding his arms under his chin and rolling wildly in the sand could he protect his throat. He felt himself getting weak from pain and loss of blood as the wild fury of the boar was unleashed. Suddenly, the thud of hoofbeats registered on Carter's pain-filled brain. Vaguely, he made out Steve racing toward him, but added panic gripped him. If Steve shot the boar, surely he would be hit too. There was a sharp twang and a thud. The boar rolled off Carter into the sand. Steve, his bowstring still quivering, rushed to help his friend to his feet. The men examined the dead boar. Steve's arrow had pierced its skull just deep enough to enter the brain. If the arrow had been shot harder, it would have gone through the animal's head and killed the guide. With less force, it would have glanced off the skull. Carter mumbled an expression of admiration. Then Steve explained, "Well, if I'd had your rifle, there would have been no way of stopping the bullet at the exact spot, and you might have been killed. I'll stick to my Indian slingshot. You can control the power on that." This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Haunted Schooner, our next tale of Strange Adventures.